True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
646, 14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We talk about different things here in the morning, kind of like podcasts, and we thought we'd take a look at this that we saw from theconversation.com about how confession in the Catholic Church has changed over the centuries. And joining us now is Tim Gabrielli, a Gudoff Chair in Catholic Intellectual Traditions at the University of Dayton. Did I get that close to right, sir?
That was pretty good, Tommy. Glad to be with you.
Good to have you. Tell me about how confession has changed. First of all, is Catholicism the only church that has a sacrament of confession or that requires people to confess their sins to somebody else?
No. I mean, there's some debate among Christians about, you know, the status of it being a sacrament and what that means. But there are other Christians, non-Catholics, who have the process of confessing sins. So Catholics aren't the only ones. So it seems that, you know, the iconic sort of confessional box and the priest and the penitent, you know, is deeply associated with Catholicism. And I think for good reason, it's been an emphasis in that tradition.
How did that come to be? How did confession get started as something that the Catholic Church did?
Sure. It's really interesting because I think, you know, when you think of early Christianity, there's this call to change your life. And so, you know, that starts even there's a long history in the Jewish tradition of, you know, changing your life to make your life right, some kind of change. And so, you know, usually that's a kind of communal thing. So we think of, you know, the Jewish people at Mount Sinai, God's calling them to do something different, to change their life, to follow this way. So that's an emphasis in the long Jewish tradition and continues in the Christian tradition. But early on in Christianity, that was baptism, right? So baptism is the time, this sacrament of washing with water, entrance into the community in which you've changed your life. And in early Christianity, which I find pretty fascinating, that was the moment where, you know, anything you did in your past life was forgiven, and you're now in this new community. And if there were small things that you did that were off course, you know, small sins, those could be forgiven. But big sins, you know, sins like, you know, murder or adultery or things like that, there really was no opportunity for repentance for those sins. You were set outside the community, which we sometimes call excommunication, and that was that. Probably a couple centuries in, probably about in the late 100s, early 200s, we start to see this practice arise in which in the community, the Christian community, we start to see, what about if someone is really, truly sorry?
But wait, let me jump in for a second, I might, Professor, and that is,
sure.
you say we see this arise. What does that look like? Who's running things at that point? Who says, you know what, we need to have, I apologize for my ignorance here, but is there a group of guys or women, men, who's running this thing saying, you know what, we need to have a way for people to get back in the fold and not shun them?
Yeah. That's a great question. And early Christianity is, it's the organization. It, you know, this isn't like a, you know, a corporation, right, with a CEO.
And there's no email. There's no there's no internet, right?
Right. That's right. And no one's checking social media. I think, you know, you've got, you do have authority structures. So you have bishops and you have presbyters or elders or what come to be called in the Catholic tradition priests. And actually, it's kind of interesting because in and around Rome, in and around the city of Rome, you had a guy named Hippolytus, who's a pretty well-known figure in the early church, taking a pretty hard-line stand on this. And then you have another a leader in the church by the name of Callistus, who starts saying, you know, in our community over here, right, in our kind of local church community, there's this possibility of joining a group of fellow penitents, right, those who would like to seek forgiveness, participating with that group, doing penance or practices of reconciliation, whether it might be, you know, publicly wearing sackcloth or in ashes and standing outside of the community as a representation that I've got some work to do, right? And then over time, you're welcomed back into the community. And so how it really starts, Tommy, is you've got these little pockets of what you might call reform, and that starts to catch on and gets more attention, right? And then starts to spread a little bit and people take a look at it. And so that is like, but that's a communal process, a bunch of people standing together doing something publicly.
So there was not, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back.
Yeah,
so at this point, people are doing it publicly, right?
That's right.
Standing for and said, I did this, I did that. Yeah, well, I did this. It's not like Texas Hold'em or anything. They're not trying to outbid each other. They're just confessing what they did. 651, 9 till 7. More when we come back. Traffic now.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WWL. 7:57, couple of minutes left with Tim Gabrielli, the Gudoff Chair in Catholic Intellectual Traditions at the University of Dayton. We saw a piece on The Conversation, just thought we'd talk about confession and how it's changed. So they're doing it publicly, and then at what point did they decide to take this private, Professor?
Yeah, that happens, you know, as the church spreads, and particularly up north in like the Celtic lands, contemporary Ireland. And there's this emphasis that, you know, people screw up throughout their lives, and this public process was a one-time thing. And so is there a possibility for this to be repeated? And then also this relationship between a priest and a particular parishioner developing as a kind of mentorship, you might say, that I might see this person again and talk about my life and where it's gone wrong and then seek forgiveness and get, you know, and then God would provide that forgiveness through the representative of the church.
So at what point does the law and the sanctity of the confessional intersect, or what have the courts ruled and so forth? Where do we stand on that now?
Sure. One of the things that prompted this little piece is that this is certainly not the first time, but more recently, we've seen some laws passed. Particularly, it was one in the state of Washington, I think, about questions of what is confessed in confession. Is that something to which the law courts might hold the priest accountable for? In other words, now you know something about which might very well be a crime, mm-hmm. Particularly around questions of abuse, and would you be accountable to share that in a court of law? For a long time, there's particular protections for priests in this context, as there would be for, counselors and others, in order to protect that environment that someone would be able to be honest. And so that particular law the courts have put on hold. But, I mean, it's always been a question and throughout the tradition about the importance of a kind of privacy there and then the larger goods of the community.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time and insight. Interesting conversation. Tim Gabrielli, Gudoff Chair in Catholic Intellectual Traditions at the University of Dayton. Professor, you were not here for this, but for my first confession, I told a story earlier on myself. I didn't know what to say, so I confessed adultery, and the priest was not amused.
Was that because you wanted to be an adult?
No, I guess maybe. I don't know what it was. I just picked number six. It's like, well, it's pretty much in the middle. I'll go with number six. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll talk to Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics. We come back about the Senate race here on WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.